Now, one of the governing ANC's promises for election 2024 is creating 3.5 million work opportunities in the country. That's part of its election manifesto, providing primarily government-funded jobs consisting of temporary and sometimes part-time employment. But this is far from the employment numbers needed to have young people participating in the economy. Analysts say the official unemployment number doesn't even count those who have given up on finding work in the country and dropped off the grid as well. That more accurate assessment leaves us at around 42% unemployment, where we add those that have actually given up for looking for a job in South Africa. South Africa has the highest unemployment rate in the world, according to the World Bank, outstripping places like war-torn Gaza. So we talk about that now with Ern Bernstein, the Center for Development, from the CDE, rather, to talk to us about these the manifesto from the ANC. And looking at the numbers that you've been able to collate as an organization, is the ANC anywhere near to reaching the numbers we need in the South African economy in terms of jobs?
Well, I was amazed when I read the ANC's manifesto. This is the ruling party, and you need to take their election manifesto seriously. And although it seems like a big number, they are saying priority number one is to create jobs in the country, and they say they're going to create 3.5 million work opportunities. Now, words matter, Mateo. So what is a work opportunity? Well, this is mainly a public sector funded job, a sort of public works job, generally, almost always temporary, so about 3 or 4 months, and it's often sometimes part-time, and this is not a job. If you and I got a job at the corner store, we can hope if we do well, we'll keep that job for a number of years. This is not like that at all. So when you take the 3.5 million work opportunities over 5 years, this actually comes down to a mere 250,000 to 300,000, the equivalent of, let's call it 300,000 jobs for 5 years. That's it. So for a country with, as you said, the world's worst unemployment rate, in the last 15 years, the economy has created less than one new job for every four entrants to the labor market, this is all that the electorate is being offered.
But we've heard the president say before, and in terms of government's role in creating jobs, that the private sector should also jump in. It's not government's job to make sure that the young graduate in South Africa is able to get those job opportunities. They can only help where they can.
Absolutely. I am in favor of the private sector being let loose to grow the economy. And that's the only way we're going to create millions and millions of jobs. But if you look at the manifesto of the ANC, they do talk about the roadblocks to the economy and that they're going to do something about this. But there's no sense of urgency. There's no sense that the only way we're going to create, let's call it the 10 million jobs that we need by 2030 to get to the world's sort of benchmark of about 60% of your workforce being employed. There's no sense of this is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do differently. This is why things have gone wrong and now we're changing. So there isn't a sense of the crisis the country's in, and the only number we can find are these public sector, you know, work opportunities, which sounds like a big number, but is actually completely inadequate. So the centerpiece of the ruling party's manifesto to the electorate is the equivalent of 300,000 jobs over 5 years.
All right, that was Ann Bernstein, the executive director at the Center for Development and Enterprise. That organization said the number of people employed in South Africa has grown by 2.3 million since 2008, while the number of working age South Africans has grown by 9.5 million. The economy has created less than one new job for every four entrants to the labor market. So lots of work to do for the governing ANC.